Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to bring one of our original founding members of the Brain Press back on the show. That's two today. Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen, the world's, maybe the galaxy's, number one sales expert. Certainly in our galaxy he is. He's the author of Munchies for Salespeople and I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD. Nobody, he's forgotten more about how to help people sell than most of us will ever know. Brad Huskin, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's a real pleasure to be back with you, and you are number one in my heart.
Yep, and you know, I said that, folks. That included me, and I'm a pretty good hand when it comes to selling, and I know a little bit about this stuff, and he's got me beat. Hey, Brad, one of the things that I think is just absolutely abysmal, one of the most depressing things that I see on Main Street in small businesses these days are people who wait on you who have almost, maybe probably no training at how to take care of customers. And I'm not even talking about knowing the products and the pricing. I'm talking about how to take care of customers. It's just hard to find, isn't it?
It really is, and it's becoming more and more difficult to find good people behind the counter, so to speak. And you know, just recently I went into I'm not going to say the name, but a convenience store. And I said to the lady, I need a package of AA batteries. She says, well, we don't have any. I said, well, yes, you do. And she says, no, we don't. I said, they're right behind you. You have them. And I almost had to beg her to sell me AA batteries.
Unbelievable.
Out loud. And I think that part of the issue is that the people that are training these people are training just to deliver the information. They're not really training for retention and application.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the big barriers is we're training and we're telling people the information. They're just not hearing it or they're not understanding it or they don't understand the concept and those types of things. So we need to do a better job of training people. And you know, one of the things I say at all my seminars, and you've probably heard me say this before, but I say to business owners and managers, how many of you can name the last 10 books that you read on salesmanship? And rarely does anybody raise their hand. And so then I say,
ask them if they've ever read one book on salesmanship.
Well, that's what I say. So I start making a joke out of it. I say, okay, how many of you can name the last 5 books? And maybe one or two people raise their hand. And I say, okay, how about one book? And, you know, a few more raise their hand. And I say, well, you ever seen somebody sell something? And the point is that if the owners and managers aren't taking the responsibility to get the training and the knowledge, why would the people that they have working for them? And what we're doing is we're hiring a bunch of people not knowing if they're any good. Then we never check. Then we don't do anything to help them get better. And we wonder why our business isn't where it should be.
Do you think that part of the issue is some of the people who are doing the training are presuming that the people they're hiring today have the same values and the same motivations and the same background and experience as they do? When you start hiring people in their 20s and 30s, they're different human beings than baby boomers.
Well, they're totally different.
I mean, you and I, when you had your very first job as a kid, did anybody have to train you to say thank you when a customer gave you their money?
No, that was built into our culture.
It was built in. It's not like that now.
No, it really isn't.
Here's the opposite of thank you. Here you go.
Or as we
have a good
last time I was on the show, not a problem.
Yo, don't say that. I can't stand that.
But
no, I'm serious. I mean, I think the point is, if you're a baby boomer and you know how you want customers to be treated, you can't presume that the following generations have the same approach. And here's the rest of the story, Brad. It's not that those people are trying to be disrespectful. It's just that they don't think it's important.
Well, yeah, and I think that they grew up in a culture where it was okay to deliver bad customer service. And I think it's, you know...
Well, they don't think it's bad service, though. You and I think it is, but they don't.
No, that's what I mean, is they don't even have the concept of what good service
that's
is.
That's my point. They don't think they're doing anything wrong.
Correct. And, you know, it's gotten so bad that I think that customers actually have learned to expect less customer service.
And I'm...
They get great service.
And this is making my head explode because I can't stand it.
Exactly.
And my family can't stand it because I'm standing around trying to train salespeople while I'm the customer.
Yep.
They start backing my family when they're around me. They start backing out. Oh, God. Here he goes again.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.